I mentioned earlier how 72% of Earth's land surface is given over to human activity. That's nearly three quarters. It's pretty amazing. On the left is the breakdown of those activities. 37% of that land is grassland, made up largely for extensive pasturing of livestock and also use of grasslands and savannas for livestock production. 22% is forest, with most of that being managed natural forests for timber, with a small amount in plantations. 12% is under crops, and just 1% is in settlements and urban areas. Only 28% of the planet's land remains unused by humans, almost half of which is barren. This could mean high rocky mountains with little vegetation or deserts. Only 16% remains in wild forests and grasslands. The dominance of livestock production as a land use is extremely inefficient. Livestock provides only 18% of our calories, but takes up 83% of our agricultural land. The graphic on the right illustrates humans' domination of the animal biomass on Earth. Humans and cattle together account for an astonishing 96% of all the mass of animals on Earth, with wild animals representing just 4%. Actually, that's restricted to mammals, so that's mammal biomass. The results are a bit better for birds, but the balance is still shifted toward humans' needs, with 70% of birds being chickens and other poultry species, and wild birds representing just 30% of bird biomass. Overall, these data show how very little space is left for wilderness and wildlife to persist in our human-dominated world.